Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. I'm Ava. Today, we're spotlighting a major moment in fintech and venture capital investment returns, Klarna's IPO, which raised around $1.4 billion, with venture capital firm Sequoia Capital emerging as one of the biggest winners.
Hey, everyone. Max checking in. Klarna is a Swedish fintech powerhouse best known for its buy now, pay later services. With over 93 million users globally and partnerships with names like Macy's and Airbnb, it's a key player in reshaping consumer finance.
On September 10th, 2025, Klarna debuted on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker KLAR. The IPO priced at $40 per share, above the expected range, raising approximately $1.37 to $1.4 billion.
Once trading began, the stock surged, peaking around $57 before closing near $45.82, marking one of the strongest fintech IPO debuts of the year.
Let's talk about venture capital, particularly venture capital company Sequoia Capital. As one of Klarna's key backers, Sequoia saw massive returns, transforming its earlier investments into windfall gains at IPO time.
Klarna's journey hasn't been smooth. After a 2021 valuation of $45 billion, it dropped to under $7 billion by 2022. But strong 2024 numbers, $2.81 billion in revenue and narrowing losses, set the stage for this IPO.
It's worth noting that the company also shifted strategy. Earlier overuse of AI for cost cuts hurt service quality. Now, Klarna is refocusing on growth and customer experience, even reopening hiring, signaling maturity beyond its BNPL core.
So why it matters? Klarna's IPO reflects renewed investor confidence in fintech and high-growth tech companies. For venture capital firms, it's another reminder that strategic backing can yield transformative returns.
Absolutely. Sequoia's win shows how venture capital companies can make or break fortunes, not just through funding, but through long-term vision, timing, and industry insight. We at Thought Media actually work with many venture capital firms when it comes to VC branding, web design, marketing, and application development.
We definitely work with a lot of venture capital firms around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a wrap for episode 24. If you would like more on venture capital investments and new IPOs, be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, or your favorite podcasting platform.
Certainly, if today's episode shines new light on venture capital, IPOs, and fintech, leave us a rating and hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for more as we dive into the world of venture capital, website design, technology, artificial intelligence, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to the Thought Media Podcast, everyone. We'll catch you again on the next one.